From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness to men and women in all their need. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello once again and welcome to the program. I'm delighted you're tuning in and joining us, and I do hope you'll be able to stay with us for the next 15 minutes, as today the Reverend Philip Gardner is with us to Let the Bible Speak.
Thank you for joining with us today as we meet around the Lord's Word. I trust today that we'll know the Lord's help as we consider some words of Scripture together. I want to read some words today from the Gospel of John and the chapter 15. In John chapter 15, the Lord spoke of Himself as the vine. I am the true vine, ye are the branches. And in the verse 12 of that chapter, the Lord Jesus said, This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you. Amen. We trust the Lord will bless these words to your hearts together. Today I want to take the words of the verse 15 of this chapter as our text. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. These well-known words have often been applied to those that have paid the ultimate sacrifice. For example, if a soldier gives his life in battle, these words may be said, Greater love hath no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. While the principle that is in view here can certainly be applied in that way, the primary meaning of these words apply to Jesus Christ. He is the one with the greatest love. In the verse 12, the Lord Jesus said, I have loved you. And so we went on to say, Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends. So the Lord was speaking of how superlative his love was, that he would lay down his life for his friends. And as he addressed the disciples here at the Last Supper, he said, Ye are my friends. It was said by Solomon, He that hath friends must show himself to be friendly. The Lord Jesus certainly has shown himself to be friendly. He laid his life down for his people. And so we want to look today for a few moments at the death of Christ for his friends. I want to see, first of all, the manifestation in his death. For the cross of Christ is a great manifestation of the love of our Saviour. It brings the confirmation of his love. In the verse 12, the Lord said, I have loved you. And then, greater love hath no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. So then this statement that the Lord made, I have loved you, he didn't leave it hanging dry, but rather he confirmed it. He said, I will demonstrate my love in laying down my life in your place. We can certainly then agree with Paul that the love of Christ passeth knowledge. But this text not only speaks of the confirmation of his love, it speaks of the condescension in his love. For the Lord didn't say here, I am your friend. Although what a blessing it is to be able to say the Lord is our friend. But the Lord said something greater. The Lord said of us, ye are my friends. You see, if somebody that you knew, that was just an ordinary person, said, the head of state is my friend, you might think that the person just had imagined that was their desire. But imagine if the head of state said of that person, he is my friend. That surely would make it very different. For a head of state to say of the ordinary man on the street, he is my friend, that would be an act of condescension. But in an infinitely greater way, the Lord of all glory, the Almighty, has said of a portion of fallen mankind, "They are my friends." So we might say, the Almighty God is my friend. The King of Kings and Lord of Lords is my friend. The one who is far above all is my friend. But we can say something even greater than that. The one who is the Almighty has said of the true Christian, he or she is my friend. That makes all the difference. So these words speak of the confirmation of his love, of the condescension in his love. But these words also remind us of the convincing of his love. In Romans chapter 5, as Paul was speaking there, there are words that are complementary to what we have in John 15, and yet we could say that are very different. In Romans 5 and the verse 6 it says, "For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." As we think of this issue, one dying in the place of another, it has to be said that when one would have that willingness, that would be something quite rare. Perhaps if someone looked at another individual and saw them as very good, they may well be convinced to give their life in their place. But yet when the Lord died for us, we were the ungodly. We were sinners. In verse 6, "In due time Christ died for the ungodly." In verse 8, "While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." And yet while at that time our hearts were at enmity against the Lord, we did not love him. We had no desire to say of the Lord, "He is my friend," for we behaved before him as if he was our greatest enemy. And yet the Lord called the people his friends and died for them, even though they were behaving in enmity. If we tie that in with these words in John 15 verse 13, "Greater love hath no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends." When the Lord saves an individual, he convicts them and convinces them of two things. He convicts them of their rebellion against him. He shows that they have loved sin, that they have gone in the way of waywardness. But then he convinces them of his love, that he acted as the greatest friend in dying in our place. "Greater love hath no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends." We've seen the manifestation in his death. I want to say that these words also reveal the nature of his death. That is revealed in these words, "lay down." A man lay down his life for his friends. That particular term is used a number of times in this gospel and also used once in 1 John. They reveal to us the voluntary nature of his death. These words, as I've said, are sometimes applied to soldiers. When we use these terms of a soldier laying down his life for his friends, we are saying that he went out to battle willing to lay down his life. But he didn't voluntarily yield up himself. It was the enemy that took his life. When we think of Jesus Christ then, he went out to the field of battle against Satan, against sin, against hell, against death. He was not only willing to die, but he actually yielded up his life. He said, "Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit." He bowed his head and yielded up the ghost. He dismissed his spirit. He dismissed life from his body. He voluntarily submitted himself to the plan of God. So as we think of those events that resulted in the cross, the arrest in the garden, the appearance before the Sanhedrin, his appearance before Pilate and so on, the Lord voluntarily committed himself to it. He laid down his life for his friends. But we see here also the vicarious nature of his death. For it says a man laid down his life for his friends. The Greek word for there means in the place of. A man laid down his life in the place of his friends. And this brings us to see what we call the Lord's vicarious work. That is, he was innocent, but he died in the place of the guilty. He was sinless, but he died in the place of the sinful. His vicarious work, then, is his substitutionary work. And as the Lord spoke of him giving himself in this way, he emphasized that he would make a very definite atonement. His ransom wouldn't be an imperfect work that needed the stamp of man put upon it in order for it to be one that was complete. But rather, he made a definite and a full atonement for the sins of his people. For he says, greater love hath no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. You're my friends, if you do whatsoever I command you. And the Lord then didn't say that he would lay down his life for all men in general, but he would lay down his life for his friends. And not all can describe themselves as those friends. There is a similar thought brought out by the Lord in John chapter 10 and the verse 11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. In the verse 15 of that chapter, I lay down my life for the sheep. He was emphasizing that the work that he would do would be successful. And so the friends of the Lord can say, when the Lord Jesus was on the cross, we were on his mind. He saw all of our inability. He saw all of our vileness. And yet he made a very definite payment for sin. Today you may know something about the death of Jesus Christ. You may believe that he died for sin. But I wonder, has this truth ever dawned in your heart? That Jesus Christ died for you. That he stood in your place. That you were a guilty, hell-deserving sinner. That unless he had stepped in, that you would be lost forever. Today I exhort you to turn to him. The Lord said, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me. And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. If you turn to Jesus Christ today for salvation, repenting of your sin, he will receive you. Oh, turn today.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. Don't forget that we're on air here each weekday morning, Monday to Friday. So do remember to join us at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.